You know, I'm already in the holiday spirit. I don't know if you got the Neiman Marcus Christmas book before.
I just got it this morning. Oh my God. Yeah. That and the Saks one too.
I was like, WTF, and then I opened it.
Oh, I haven't opened it yet. Is it phenomenal?
Phenomenal.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I can't wait to see it. By the way, that thing must cost a fortune to produce, but it is lovely.
Yes, it absolutely costs a fortune, but they make it back in spades because, I mean, like I said, at first, it bothered me that it's totally jumping like Halloween and Thanksgiving. And I'm sorry, I know we're supposed to, like, you know, leave out all the specifics of holidays and whatnot. But then I turned to the first page and it was like, sucked me right in. The sparkle, the glitter,
the spirit. All of the things. But you know what's crazy? They do have candy canes in Duane Reade and Rite Aid. And I think that that's a little, like, we're...
But they also have your sugar pumpkins.
Well, but it's Halloween. I mean, Halloween is what, this Thursday? So, by the way, speaking of which, are the kids excited?
Yes. We are going to be Batgirl and Dracula.
Amazing.
It's a very interesting pick this year. I had nothing to do with it. I totally stepped away. I let their beautiful imaginations go.
Wait, Batgirl and Dracula?
As in, like, he wants to be Dracula. She wants to be Batgirl. I ordered both on Amazon.
Which is the best.
But they picked them out because there were options galore.
Do they realize that they're kind of related? Well, I guess vampires, no. It depends on which version of vampire you're going with. But, like, you know, in some of the cartoons, vampires would turn into bats.
Correct.
And then in, like, Bram Stoker's, it's just their, you know, they hunky have no bloodsuckers.
You're such a nerd. I love you. But no, they have no clue.
So Halloween is my favorite holiday. And I don't know if anybody caught my Instagram this weekend, but I had a phenomenal party. And I got dressed up as Cruella de Vil. It was like... The dress that I was wearing is basically like what I've wanted to wear since I was a little girl. Oh my gosh, I just realized I got so excited. Have we not done our intro?
No, not at all.
Okay, sorry. Hey everyone, I'm Amber.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Art Beauty, the real truth
about the fake shit.
And that wig was definitely fake that I was wearing, but
How hot was it?
It wasn't bad. It was, I went with the short one. So I had bought... from Amazon. God, I love you, Amazon. I bought three different wigs in three different lengths. One was like a medium, one was a short one that I ended up wearing, and one was a long one. And the long one, I was like, there's just no way I'm going to be able to make it through the night.
Your neck, your sleeve, your makeup, it would all sweat off so fast.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And yes, Halloween is by far my favorite holiday. Number one, you can go around to people and they give you free candy. Hello, I was such a former fat child growing up. I was so chunky. Halloween, like, we would come home. I lived upstate and we would come home with legit pillowcases.
I had the pillowcases too.
Of candy. So much candy.
That's our generation. That's like, I know. We used pillowcases.
Do kids still do that? Do you take the kids trick-or-treating?
No. I have monogrammed Pottery Barn kids matched.
Of course,
like,
you do.
Like, matched every year, matched whatever they were, found like the trick or treat bag and put their name on it like a fool. Like,
but wait a minute, in your neighborhood, do kids not trick or treat?
They trick or treat till about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, because I usually open the door until about 11:30.
Okay, but like, kids still go out and go door to door and get candy.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God for that. It'd be so sad if they didn't.
I'm the guy who goes to Costco and gets the full size.
Yeah.
So I have a following now.
I learned my lesson. We live in the city, and in the city, it's weird because I lived in a big luxury building once, and you'd put your name down, you know, for so the parents knew which apartments were trick-or-treating. But now in the building I'm in, there's no little kids here. And I guess people just don't go into buildings that they don't know. Probably a good idea. But last year I bought all of this candy, and then guess who ate it?
You did.
This girl.
Because yeah, you didn't get one?
Not one. Not one.
Wow.
But we do, every year, Tom and I have done this, and my friend Brooke, we do this tradition of watching a scary movie. I hate scary movies, by the way, so I only watch one a year.
Ooh.
On Halloween night, on actual Halloween. So
what are you
I'm looking
doing?
Forward to that.
What are you watching? this
year? You know, we haven't decided yet. And I guess that's in 2 days. I normally let Tom do that because...
You don't even like it.
I don't even like it. But, it's fun to be scared. I just get really scared. I'm the person who will be like, Tom, you need to go into the bathroom in the morning and, like, make sure there's nobody hiding, or I'll come home if I'm by myself and look under the beds.
No.
Yeah, I just have a very active imagination.
You could never stay in my house by yourself.
No, God, no. Even being in your house when I came to visit you, I was still, like, I wouldn't have gone into the basement or your lower level.
Yeah, no.
Which is, like, all the kids, I wouldn't know.
You would never go down there by yourself at night?
No, I wouldn't even when everybody was there, I was like, nope, that's off limits. No. No. I'm a scared. That's why I'm happy living in our tiny little apartment in New York City, because there's not a lot of places for ghosts to hide. Notice I didn't say crazy axe murderers. I'm not worried about those. It's like the legit ghost. Anyhow, moving right along. Interesting topic that we have today. I had run into a friend at a bar recently, and she's getting married, and we were talking about it, and she's getting married in February, and she said she chose February partly because it's quote unquote the off season, and she got a better deal on her wedding, which really got me to thinking that these days, I don't know if there really is a wedding season so much anymore. You know, it used to only be in the spring, summer, maybe fall, especially now that couples are waiting a lot longer to get married and then paying for it themselves.
Correct.
I think people are starting to pay a lot more attention to the budget.
And the overall well-being of the guest, because we've all been to that wedding that just sucked. And it was not about them hosting anyone. It was about themselves.
Yeah.
So I think people are just more conscious in general when throwing a wedding.
Yeah.
And I've been to a couple recently where, like, every aspect of the wedding was a give back.
Right.
Where the location donated back to a artist fund.
Really?
The caterers. Yeah. Every single aspect of one of the recent weddings I went to was charitable. And it was so cool. And it was so thoughtful, and it was so amazing. So a lot of money gets spent, and people are really thinking.
How did that happen when you say it was a give back?
So the actual location donates money to, you know, like the artist fund where it, like, provides housing and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that venue specifically donated 20% of proceeds of every wedding back to that fund. The caterer did the same thing. It was very cool that the 20% of the entire somewhat of the budget went back to the artist fund. I believe
I'm
they
so
even
surprised.
Got it to the florist. They even got it down to and I believe they said in lieu of gifts, donate to that fund. So it was just a charitable wedding.
Was it the couple that approached the vendors and said, hey, we'd like you to do this?
The venue created the option.
And wow.
They loved it.
That's amazing. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
No.
You wouldn't find that in New York. In New York, they're like, give me everything and then some.
And your firstborn.
And your firstborn.
But you're right. It is just, it's more conscious now.
Yeah, totally. And I love our guest. How did you meet her?
I met her because I did her hair extensions.
Okay.
And she is a near and dear to my heart because she is just one of those gals. The first time you meet, you fall in love because they're salt. She's just salt of the earth. Like, she's just a real good person. So I love her to death.
And I love her because when we were thinking about the name of this segment, you know, it's not just bridal tips. This is specifically tips for, you know, a bride who's not in her 20s. And I asked her because I'm like, boy, how do I put this? And we came up with mature bride. So I said, do you mind if I call you mature bride? And she was so awesome. Here's what she had to say.
Mature bride is okay. So I'm 35. He's 39. I'll be 36 when I'm getting married, which I feel like is a perfect age. I think Meghan Markle was 36.
Yeah.
She got married, right? So it's a good age to get married. You know who you want, you know what you want. It's the right, you know, it's the right decision.
I was with somebody in my late 20s who I thought was going to be the one. And thank God that didn't work out, because who I was when I met my husband at 30 and we got married, I was 33 when we got married. Same thing you're saying. I feel like you know who you are. You know a lot more about yourself. You've had all of those big dramatic everything's, just we'll say all the things in all the other relationships, and now you can kind of like start fresh.
So yeah. True.
So tell us about this wedding. Is it going to be a big wedding? Is it a small wedding? Where is it?
So it's a pretty small wedding. So it's about 60 people. Yeah. And we decided to have a small wedding because of the cost and because we're on a budget, you know, we're paying for it ourselves. And we decided to get married on a Sunday, and it was less than half of what it would have been if we just decided on a Saturday wedding.
Getting married in your later years, I think a lot of times, same thing with us, we paid for our wedding. I wasn't going to hit up my aging parents for a ton of money, but that also allowed for a lot of freedom in the fact that our wedding then became our wedding. I didn't feel obligated to have every single one of the women that my mom does pool aerobics with at the wedding. And we had 100 people. We were 99 and 100. An intimate wedding, but I think that's really fun. You really get to see everybody.
Yeah, it's great. It's just the people we like. We don't have to invite any, you know, family, friends that we're not crazy about or close with. So it's really just our closest friends and family.
All right, I'm going to call you out because I saw you this week. But then we sat down to talk about your hair for your wedding, which is 2 months away. And there's a couple things you just haven't decided yet. Like, are you feeling some pressure now that it's like right around the corner?
I'm feeling a lot of pressure, actually. You know, just because like I'm working all the time and the wedding is kind of a second thing, you know, it's not really, I don't wake up every day and think, oh, I have to do the wedding planning first. You know, it's more like work comes first.
I got you.
But I'm very lucky that I have a fiance who's like taking on, you know, he's probably doing more than I am, to be honest, with the...
Love that.
You don't hear that often, but like he's very organized and he's got the spreadsheet and he's kind of checking off all of the like the list of everything that we might be missing.
Sure. Well, really focusing on not being in your 20s, you know, when you're in your 30s now, you are well into your career. So not saying that a 20-year-old isn't as focused or isn't as, you know, having to get out there and get it, but timing is also something. Like you might not have the luxury of as much free time when you get to be, you know, in your 30s and like really jamming in your career.
I'm really thinking that hiring a wedding planner might have been the way to go. You know, that I'm in, because I didn't realize how much was involved with it.
Yeah.
Just all the little things. But we're getting it handled. But there are things like it's, you know, it's not just a day, it's an entire weekend that people are expecting, you know? So the rehearsal dinner and like drinks the night before, and maybe even an activity in Philadelphia the day after, all of those little things around the weekend.
Here's some of the best advice I got. If only you will know what was supposed to happen. So if something doesn't happen the way that you're thinking that it should, or the flower arrangements didn't come out just perfectly, don't stress it. Like no one knows. Everybody's there who loves you, right? So you're not putting on a press event. You're not having to impress people. These aren't colleagues at work. These are people who love you. Somebody once said that to me and I was like, oh, you're right.
That's true. I have a lot of stress about little things around the wedding, though. Like, I hate even admitting this, but I bought a second dress just in case the first one, like the alterations aren't right or I spill something on it. So I have two dresses. I'll probably wear the second one for the dancing portion. So I'll wear them both, but I mainly bought it just to have a backup.
Okay. The backup part I think is smart. Ryan and I talked about this because when I got married too, the same thing. It was like everybody was doing two dresses, one for the ceremony and one for the dancing. And he brought up a good point. And I know that you know this as somebody who's worked in editorial, you've been on television sets and whatnot. The reality is that any outfit change is going to require time. It's not going to be a 15-minute go upstairs, throw on your next dress and come down. even if you're somebody who thinks they can do that, then you're going to have to touch up the hair. And then somebody's going to stop you and say, hey, let's just have a little toast and a drink. And by the end of the time, it could be 30 minutes to an hour. Most wedding receptions these days are what, 3-4 hours long? Like, do you really want to be missing 25% of your wedding for
a costume change?
That's a good point. So I know I was kind of thinking I would just throw it on and it would take 5 minutes, but that's probably not true.
No.
If you've had like a couple drinks and like your makeup's still like decent, but you have a good amount on and then you might get the makeup, it's like there's a lot that could go wrong too.
Totally.
Oh.
That I've seen personally go wrong, and it's just then it takes more time to fix.
And it's okay. Just like that day is going to fly by. I know everybody has told you it happens so quickly, but it happens so quickly. And I'm telling you, even 15 minutes of your wedding to miss that, it seems like a waste. But having a backup dress, I didn't think about this, but you're right. Like if at the early in the night somebody spills red wine on you, that you're not going to want in all your pictures. Okay. You're smarter to have a backup.
And I also found the dress at a consignment shop.
Right.
So I went to a bridal consignment boutique in New York called Our Story Bridal.
Okay.
On Broadway, and they have beautiful, you know, half-off designer gowns that are summer samples and have been worn once, consignment. But the one that I found was a sample and had never been worn. And it was still, I think, 60% off the retail price.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm a huge fan. So Ryan knows this. I do Rent the Runway. I love Rent the Runway.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. This is not, but I saw this on Rent the Runway and then I ended up actually buying it because it was on sale, but neither here nor there. I find that Rent the Runway is really great, not just for like unlimited fashion, but also because you're being, sort of green, if you will. Like so much clothing is created and disposable and companies, but like the Forever 21s and like the Zaras that have these very trendy pieces that are kind of made like meh, that you then throw out. It's really, when you think about it, it's kind of from a feel good and green perspective, it's not great for the environment. So same thing with wedding dresses. You wear them once and those take a lot of time and they cost a lot of money. And if you can get that, I'm so for it. I'm absolutely so for it. I wish somebody had pointed that out to me because, yeah, it's great.
That's something you could definitely, well, there's a lot you can cut back on, but what do you think that you should definitely splurge on?
Well, for me, I splurged on the bridesmaid dresses. Mm. I bought the bridesmaid dresses for my two bridesmaids. They're just my sisters. Okay. So that was my gift to them, was the dresses.
That's
and
very
I
nice.
Got, because I hate when I've seen so many beautiful, expensive weddings and everything. It's a $50,000 wedding, but the bridesmaids are wearing these cheap, like mass produced dresses you buy online. And it's kind of cheapens the whole look of the wedding, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
So I splurged on the bridesmaid dresses for sure. And they're beautiful and they don't look like bridesmaid dresses. They look just like a nice gala gown.
That they can wear again, but maybe never. Although these days now you really can wear them again. People are really going for more of a modern look.
It's like a black velvet with like a little gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
ooh.
I think they can wear it again.
And
sure.
So nice that you're buying them because I feel like being in a bridal party costs a lot of money these days. Like it's not just the buying the dress. It's like the bachelorette party and my friends got, you know, it was like a trip. We're talking about like $1,000 to go somewhere, party with them. Then there's the gift. Then there's the hotel wherever you're going. Then there's probably like another flight. Like these days, weddings can be really expensive for the guests.
It really can. Like they're both flying. One of them is flying from Ireland. One of them is flying from Louisiana. So I didn't want to also make them buy a dress. So I just thought this would be a nice little gift to them.
That was really smart.
I splurged on that to have just the beautiful look with all the pictures and everything. You just don't want it to look, because people can tell when it's a cheap bridesmaid dress. It's just very obvious.
Speaking of splurge and speaking of pictures, Amber, didn't you splurge on your photographer?
Yeah. So for me, the photos were, because I grew up in a family of photographers, that to me was where we splurged because I knew we would have it forever. And I still look at on my wedding album. We actually just ordered our wedding album 6 years later. But I love the photos. So yeah, you pick one thing and some people I know do a band. And music that is really important to them.
The photographer, I think, is actually the most important thing. And I happen to have a very close friend who's an amazing photographer, and she's doing the pictures, and I just can't wait for that. Like, that's the most important thing.
For
and
sure.
I wanted a band, but I ended up doing a DJ.
Oh, we did a DJ too.
Yeah. Oh, I did a DJ. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, as long as people are having like drinks and dance, they're going to have a great time. DJ or band, right?
But I did get some entertainment that's a little bit different that I splurged on. So I wanted something unique for the wedding that people would remember and kind of an activity to do during the cocktail hours. So I got the Haiku Guys. So they're poets. I think they're based out of Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
And they come in with their vintage typewriters.
I've seen them at events before. Yes.
And they're like little like hipster look.
Totally.
And they set up and they type out haikus for all of the guests. Oh. And the guests will also write haiku for the couple. And we'll put them
nice.
All in a book.
Oh, that's so fun.
I love
and it'll
that.
Be in the library. They'll be set up in the library. So it'll kind of go with the whole theme of the wedding.
I think that's so wonderful. And to have something that's like a little bit different is really, it makes a wedding so much more memorable. I had been to a wedding in Venezuela before we got married, and they do something there called La Hora Loca, which is crazy hour. And I just remember it was midnight, and at midnight, all of these people came out and they had masks and costumes and props, and it was so much fun. And we ended up doing that at our wedding as well. And the pictures from that time, we had, I don't know, I went on Oriental Trading Company and bought, I mean, maybe it was like $100 worth of like the dumbest hats and maracas and all of this stuff, boas, sunglasses. And it was just, everybody had a ball. And people still to this day are like, remember when you were running around? I had a Viking hat on. So yeah.
Oh, I love that.
What are you doing beauty-wise? I mean, we are now, would you say 2 months away? What are you doing now beauty-wise to prepare for your wedding?
So I was considering Botox
because
I'm 35. Mm. I've been considering it for a couple of years, but I haven't done it yet. I'm just scared.
I just think it'll
be too much. You know, I just don't want to look.
See,
I don't want to have facial expressions. I just worry about it.
I'm going to go the other way. I didn't do it either for exactly the same reason. I had never done Botox, and I didn't do it until I was 35. Now that I've done it, I kind of wish I did do it. But you don't have – better to be safe than sorry, right? Like, stick with it. You're going to have the facial expressions. You don't have wrinkles. You look beautiful. I agree to agree.
But the reason I don't have wrinkles right now is because I brought these products out. I've been using
a selfie. A guest selfie. Yay. Go ahead. Show us.
I've been using Marla Beck products, her M61 skincare line.
Wait, I've never heard. Can you show us closer to the camera? What is it? Marla?
It's called M61. So she founded Blue Mercury.
Okay. Oh,
and
sure.
She has this line of products. And this is line reducer. And I've been using it for a few weeks, and it's honestly reduced my wrinkles. It's a miracle.
How much?
And this, I think this costs about $80.
Okay. Yeah. So,
you know, it's worth it though.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Good. What else are you using?
And the serum, the vitamin C serum.
Now, because you're an editor, so we always are honest. Is this something that you bought yourself or did they gift it to you?
I did go to I went to a luncheon last year. Mm-hmm. And they gifted me these,
right.
But I didn't use them until a month ago. They were just like sitting in a basket. Yeah.
Lucky you.
So lucky.
And I thought, oh, maybe this will work. And it ended up, now I'm just telling everybody about it. It's so amazing.
Oh, love it. Okay.
Do you remember, Amber, you remember what happens when I have like way too much coffee and then like you pull something out and I'm like, oh, I'm so sick. So
I saw you laughing.
She pulls out the products and she's like, I'm like, oh yeah, they're great. They make a pad, like a 1 minute, like, you got it. You know when something just comes out? What is it called, Erica?
It's called the Power Glow Peel, the 1 minute, one step exfoliating facial peel.
Amber, guess where I put that 1 minute peel?
On your butt.
On my butt. It's the best. And I had way too much coffee and I walked in and Erica was like, oh yeah, yeah. And that was what I put on my butt. And I was like, oh. It came out too fast.
But did it, so you know what though? Listen, and I mean, I do a lot of spin classes, and yes. I don't know about anybody. Actually, I know. So whether or not we want to admit it, like, you can get some, like, pimpling down your legs, down. Like, it just happens from being in those spandex pants. Or has it just happened to me? Maybe it just happens
to
me.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So that stuff works?
I love it. Yeah. Oh, it's like and, like, literally 4 days, you're perfect.
And I also have to remember to put it on my neck because you have the wrinkles. Yeah. So that's another thing I forgot about.
Well, listen, if you're doing that, and I know it's winter right now, but you still have to put on sunscreen whenever you're doing anything to exfoliate that skin barrier level, you're taking off the first couple layers of skin, you have to wear sunscreen, because if you're not wearing sunscreen, you're making it more susceptible to sun damage. So please make sure that no matter what you're doing, you're wearing sunscreen as well, even in the winter. Every day.
I always forget. But with the other beauty, I wanted to lose about 20 pounds, but I've lost maybe one.
Well.
Very hard.
Stress.
It just gets much harder to do. You know, 10 years ago, it was very easy for me to lose weight.
Well, I mean, yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hello to Oprah. What are you doing?
I'm exercising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about an hour every day when I can. I am cutting out alcohol, which is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, only drinking on weekends.
Sorry for that.
I know. It's hard.
Yeah, I know. And it's hard because I'm assuming, do you live with your fiance?
I do.
It's hard too when you live with a man and you're cooking for a man. Like, I know my diet just kind of, even when I'm the best intentions, like, they eat differently than us. And I find that I eat more, and very rarely do I ever not have a dinner. When I was single, I would, like, not forget to eat a meal. I've never forgotten to eat a meal, but I would definitely skip meals. It doesn't ever happen now that I'm married and living with him. So
it's so true. I used to just kind of snack throughout the day. I wouldn't really think about meals. But now that I live with him, and it's every Sunday when he watches the ball game, he wants to get a pizza.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
I am that guy too.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Do you remember when we were at the Redberry? We would always order from Marta. Has the best pizzas.
I'm the worst influence on my friends. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And I apologize up front.
But I can't not eat it if it's there.
No. I know. You definitely can't. All right. So I can't believe we've, like, flown through this. Is there any advice that you have for other brides out there? I know that you're not quite there, but in the planning, is there been anything that's been helpful to you?
I was looking for a makeup artist in Philly, and I didn't know anybody, you know, but I wanted someone local to the venue. So I Googled, I looked at who had gotten, like, Best of Philly awards and in the magazines and who'd been listed. And then I looked at a few of the makeup artists who won the awards. I looked on their Instagram pages and saw who had tagged them and what their makeup looked like. So I really did a deep dive into photos of makeup to find the perfect natural looking makeup artist that I wanted. And I went for a trial, and she was wonderful, but I definitely did, like, a big search online before. I'm not worried about the hair because I have Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, he did my hair. My hair was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I had so much hair in, though.
Mm-hmm. And 100% humidity.
Oh, yeah. But it didn't matter. Or did it? I don't remember.
I curled your hair 19 times that day.
Also, you know what? My photographer, great retouching. So that's why I splurged. Because guess what? The photos that I look at every day, my hair is perfection.
Love it. Erica, thank you so much for coming on, because it's like, there's everyone, if you're planning a wedding in it for the summer or the, like, you're in it right now, and it's a hot topic. We had a lot of emails about it. So love everything you shared. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
If people want to find you, what's the best way to reach you?
You can find me on my website, ericamoodywrites.com. Awesome. Or you can go to my Instagram, Erica Lynn Moody.
Amazing.
And message me there.
And everybody at home, if you have any questions that you want us to answer about wedding planning, anything that we can look into for you, definitely write us hello@artbeautypodcast. You can always find us on Facebook and Instagram at Art Beauty Podcast. And Ryan, when are we going to see them again?
We're going to see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.